Okay, today's daf is Menachas Daf Chavav. We are on Chav Hei Mabez. I decided the Hafreshes Truma and discussion that I said we might have today, we're going to make that into the Tuesday night shiur this week. So that'll be tomorrow night. Hafreshes Truma, Mitzvah, Matir, and related issues. That'll be tomorrow night. Okay, so now though we are on Chav Hei Mabez, discussing two different brises that we are trying to put together. On Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis yesterday, we had two brises. The first brise said that the tzitz is meratzeh on all cases except for a yachid mezid, by a carbon yachid, and the kohen is mezid when he does the zrika, so that is not meratzeh, he shouldn't have done it. And number two, second brise says that no matter what, the tzitz is meratzeh on everything. So how do we answer that stira? So answer number one we had from Rabbi Yosef was maybe it's a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Yosef and the Rabbanan. That was number one. Then we had, that was all the way on top. Then we had number two, second to last skinny line, we had Rav Chisda, who said maybe it's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. That was different because we couldn't work it out with Rabbi Yossi because of the problem of Titz Meratz al Azrikas or Ein Meratz al Azrikas. So we came up with a different answer, a different machlokas tanoim. Then we have, let's start with that again, number three, four lines from the bottom. Ravina Amar, third answer to the Stira. The Bryces are talking about two different ideas. Ravina Amar, Tum Aso, Bein Beshoging, Bebezit Hurtza. Tum Aso, whether the item became, the carbon became Tameh, Beshoging, Bebezit, that's Hurtza. The second Brisa that says it's automatically Maratza on everything, that's talking about the Tumah. If it became Tameh, even Bemezid, still, the Tzitz is going to be Maratza on the Zrikas. Zrikasa on the carbon. Zrikasa, b'shogig hurtza, b'mezid lo hurtza. But the first price is talking about the zrika you did shogig or mezid. So there, we will see if you did the zrika b'mezid, it's not going to work. So what's the svara for Ravina? The svara for Ravina is that, look, the tuma, if the tuma came b'mezid, but still you didn't do anything yet. You didn't take it to the next level yet. So once you do the hakrava, the zrika, that's the determining factor. How it became tameh, okay, that's a preparatory stage. That's getting ready for the, it could be getting ready in a problematic way. But that's an earlier stage. The ikar is the zrika. So that makes sense, because the zrika is what brings kapara. What's interesting is the next shita, Rav Shila Amar. Rav Shila says just the opposite. This is the fourth answer. Rav Shila Amar, zrikaso bein b'shogi b'mezit hurtza. The second brisa that says it always works, that's where they're talking about the zrika. Even if you do the zrika b'mezid, it's going to be maratza. Tomaso, b'shogig hurtza b'mezid lo hurtza. But the first brisa that's limited, that's talking about how it became tamei. B'shogig, only if it became tamei, is it later maratza. But if it became tamei b'mezid, it is not maratza. Even if, let's say, the zrika was b'shogig, it's not maratzeh because you go by how it became tameh and not how you did the zrika. The Rishonim already are bothered. What's the svar for this? First svar, number three, Ravina sounds logical. It's totally on the zrika, whether we're kones or not kones. But here, according to Rav Shila, what's Rav Shila's svara? Zrika always works. The machlokas is, the limit is how it became tameh. Why should that have an importance? It relates to what we discussed yesterday, Rashi Maseches Yuma Dav Zayin, where Rashi says, when does the tzitz have to be on the Mesach of the Kohen Gadol? Remember Rashi says, when the Tumah is Ira, when the item became Tameh. So the Briska Rav says, to answer the Turi Evans Kasha, thank you, the Turi Evans said, what difference should that make? Go by when you do the Akravas. So the Briska Rav says, no, it means even. Means even, it doesn't mean only, it means even, not only when that gravah took place, but even when the tumah kicked in. But if you take Rashi Kipshuta, it's purely when the tumah set in. So however you explain that Rashi, this goes with it. This goes with it. This shita of Rav Shila, that the ikar is, that your machal between shoging and mezid is by the tumah. Tosis has a suggestion on the bottom, blast Tosis. Afal pishet sarach lidchok halashon alibe. Tosis knows, forget the logical problem. It's difficult to put this into the lashon. The Gemara is about to ask that. Look at the Gemara for a second. Back to the Gemara, and we'll come back to Tosis. Second to the last line. Ola Rav Shila hadik tanisha nitma bein b'shogig bein b'mezid. But look in Rav Shila, it says in the language of the Brisa, shenitma. Baby Shogig b'mezid. He's saying, no, that means Zrika. And it is only Shogig. So, Hachi Kamar. So you have to change the words. Nitma b'shogig, Vizarka baby Shogig b'mezid. You have to switch it. Tosfos says, even though that's true, so why is he doing this? Why is he forcing in a pshat that doesn't work with the lashon? We just added, it doesn't even work with the svara. So why does he do that? So Tosfos says, there is a svara. Nicha le'lishnuyei hachi v'lo k'ravina. Right, he'd rather answer like this and not like answer three of Ravina, Kedama Perak and Izakin, like it says in Gittin. Gavra l'chapure kaba'i v'ana nekum v'niknasei. Tosfos quotes a lashon that basically is saying, l'maisa he did a kapara. L'maisa he did a zrika shemechaperes. So he did it, but mazed. So he did it, but he did it. He did the maisa that you have to do. So what? His kavana was to do it with tuma, but he did it. So therefore, it says that's the svara of Rav Shiva. La maisa, the zrika was done. So therefore, I'm not going to be mechalek between how it was done. This might relate to the topic that we discussed a week or two ago, and that is. What is Rav Shila saying? You did, according to Tosfos, the Maisa versus the Kavana. Where, La Maisa, he did it. La Maisa, he did the Maisa. Right, he did it. So his Kavana was to do a problematic Zrika, but he did the Zrika. So, again, it's not exactly the same, but you might say it relates to that issue of Maisa versus Kavana. Remember the fascinating case we discussed about the guy who steals the car, and he ends up, there's a baby in the back seat that's in danger, that's suffocating, and he drives the baby to the hospital, and the question is afterwards, does he have to pay for the window that he broke to get into the car to steal it? Or do you say, oh, no, the Maisa came out, they did Pikoch Nefesh, and he saved the kid, so therefore he doesn't have to pay. Something like that. Or the case of the Shadchan, I think we mentioned that also, where the guy wanted to mess up his friend, who he was upset at, so he set him up with a girl without telling the girl that he was coming, and it ended up that they got married, and he watched out Chadis feast. So his Kavana was terrible, but the Maisa, they got married. Okay, so that, this Tosis in the Pshat of Rav Shila might relate to that. Okay, we continue though now, finishing up the last section. Tashma, says the Braisa, Dam Shenitmu Vizarku. The Braisa says, Dam, that became Tame, and then the Zrika was done. Vishogig Hurtsa, Bemeze Lo Hurtsa. Sounds like the Chiluk is in the Zrikas, right? If you did the Zrika Vishogig, then it is Hurtsa, but if you did the Zrika Bemeze, it is Lo Hurtsa. So it's Akasha on Rav Shila, Raya to Ravina. So Hachi Kamar, no, can add in some words. Dam Shenitma Vizarku. Bain shogig, bain mezid. Nitma b'shogig. Hurtsa b'mezid, lo hurtsa. Okay, so add in a couple of words to fit it into Rav Shila's opinion. Period. Next Mishnah. Nitmu. So, what does this Mishnah have to do with Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So, we'll get into the source of this Mishnah really is in Psachim. It's the original source of the Mishnah. You see on the side, Psachim Ayin Zayin. The Menachos, as we'll see, is an application of a Mishnah from Psachim. So, says the Mishnah, Nitmu Shiareha. If I'm about to burn the Kometz, I go up to the Mizbeach, and then I turn around and I see on the bottom of the Mizbeach, I see the Shirayim, they became Tameh somehow. Came tell me before I did the comments. Nisrafu shiareo, or they got burned up. Avdu shiareo, or they got lost. Something happened to the shirayim. So, do I still maktir the comments? Because the purpose of the comments is to be mat to the shirayim. So, do I, unless it's also a minchas chote. If a minchas chote, then the purpose of the comments is also to bring kapara. But by most menachas, menachas nedavas, we say it's to be matir the shirayim. So if it's not going to be matir the shirayim, or it's not going to be matir all the shirayim, do you still bring the komets? That's the machlokas. Kemidas Rebbe Eliezer kishera, or kemidas Rebbe Yoshua psula. Rebbe Eliezer says you still bring it. You still bring it, even though the shirayim were lost or tamei. While the Rebbe Yeshua says it is possible. Why? Why did the Jewish say pasul? So there is a machlokas rishon. If you look back in Rashi, back on Daf Tes, which we had earlier in the Masechta, Rashi uses the lashon, the second to last Rashi on Daf Tes and Aleph. Rashi says, if the zrika slash haktara is not going to accomplish anything, kima de avdu shnehem zrika lama. That's Rashi's lashon. The svar is, if it's not going to accomplish anything, there's no reason to do it. That's Rashi. Another suggestion, the Arsameach is quoted as having another suggestion. No. If Shirayim become Tame, you're lost or puzzle, so then it turns into a carbon puzzle. Forget the fact that it's not going to accomplish anything, but it turns into a carbon puzzle. And that's the problem here, why psula, that you don't burn the comments. Because it's a carbon puzzle. Am I nafkamina? So the Achronim say, what if, you're not supposed to, but what if by a carbon you're makter the emurin before the zrika? Usually you do Zrikas Imurin before the you do the Zrikas Adam before the Haktaras Imurin. That the Zrikas Adam is Matir, the Haktaras Imurin. But let's say you did it, let's say you went out of order. You shechta the carbon, and you have the dam in the Mizrak, and then you burn the Imurin before you do Zrikas Adam. So b'dieved that works. B'dieved that's okay. But are you Zorik the dam in that case? So if you say that the issue is it's not going to accomplish anything, that this isn't going to accomplish anything. Let's say if it's a carbon ola, right? There's no other shirayim to eat. It's not going to accomplish anything. But if you say it's a din of the carbon, and therefore in that case, you should, if it's not going to accomplish anything, you should not do the zrika. But if it's because if part of the shirayim get lost or tameh, it turns into apostle carbon, here nothing happened. It's not apostle carbon. You were just back to the shirayim imurim earlier. But it's not apostle carbon. You didn't do anything wrong. So therefore, you would be Zorik in that case. So that's a nafkamina. They say between the two different svaras for Rabbi Yeshua. Is it that it's not going to accomplish anything? Or that if the shirayim, something happens to what's left, it turns into apostle carbon. But if nothing happened to what's left, you just did it earlier, that's a nafkamina. Nafkamina between whether you would do the zrika or not. There is a challenging Rambam to understand. If you look in the Rambam is mechalik. Between, so we know, this machlokas, as I mentioned, between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, it appears here by Menachos, but the source of it is really in Pesachim. In Pesachim, that's if you have the Zrikas Adam, if you have no Basar left. The main Basar ain't Dam, the main Dam ain't Basar. That's the original, like Rashi quotes it here. Rashi quotes it, Pesachim Ayim Zayin, Dam Ava Bishayin Basar, Komets Ava Bishayin Shirayim. That is the original source. If you look at the Rambam, in Psuliyah Mekdashim, the Rambam Paskins, what if you did it anyway? If you were Makhtir it anyway, even though you weren't supposed to. So the Rambam is Mechalek B'di'eved between Zvachim and Menachos. And that's the problem because it seems like the Gemara parallels it. Lecha Mishnah points out this problem. In Psulei HaMakdashim, the Rambam says in Perek Aleph that if you don't have enough Basar left and you do the Zrika anyway, lo Hertza. Zrika doesn't work. It's not Maratza. That's by Zvachim. It's Pasel. Doesn't work. And by Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, that's in Perek Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam Paskins B'di'eved, if it was Nevad or Nisraf, Im Hiktir Hurtza. It works B'di'eved. So that's a big problem. The Lecha Mishnah points out this problem in Perek Aleph. Why is the Rambam saying that Zvachim B'di'eved, it does not Maratze, and Menachos B'di'eved is Maratze? His only suggestion is that even though they're compared, there's still a source and an application. Zvachim is the source for the halacha, and Menachos is the application. Like it says here, Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, and Kemidas, meaning it's the an application of Zvachim. So Zvachim is the real Iker Din, and that's why it's even Ma'akev. Menachos is an application of the Machlokas, where we parallel, and it must be that the Rambam assumed that the application and secondary context isn't as serious, and therefore if you do it anyway, it's not going to passel the carbon. That's the suggestion of the Lecha Mishnah. But again, all the Achronim discuss this Rambam. The Stipler in Maseches Pesachim discussed this Rambam in Simen Nun Ches. He quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Lecha Mishnah, and he quotes the Ur Sameach. He says, maybe Menachos, and we'll get back to this again at the end, Be'ezrat Hashem, but he says, maybe Menachos have an added element. And this is Yesod Gadol in Menachos. He says, Menachos Shaini, to behakometz atzmo, ika achilas mizbeach, v'havi haktaras hakometz ke'emurim, v'harei afilo bezvachim, in ishtayr kezayas me'emurim zorekes adam. Says, why is there a difference? When it comes to basar, if I'm zorek the dam, and there's no emurim left, then there's zero achilas mizbeach. So that's why it's possible. It's a problem. But masha'eki by Menachos, you're not supposed to if there's no shirayim left. But if once I'm makta the komets, in the haktaras komets, even though that's really the matir, but in that is still an achilas mizbeach. The mizbeach is still getting something. And therefore, b'di'eved, we could still lash onto that to say that's gonna, the carbon's not gonna be nifsal. V'akometz atzmo, here's the key line, milvat Torah zrika shebo, shehu amatir kizrika bezvachim, the kometz, besides being like a zrika, like we've said many times, the dalat avodos in shchita are parallel to the dalat avodos in Menachos. Shchita is like kemitza, kabbalas adam is like putting the kometz into a klisharis. Holacha is holacha, and zrika is haktaras kometz. So even though they're four parallel, but there's still something about haktaras kometz that's greater than a regular zrika. Zrika only has one element. The zrika, it's a machaper. The haktaras kometz has a zrika element of it and an achilas mizbeach. Zrika shabo is bei mitaras haktara. V'lochein im zara kurtza. V'um izvar v'nipsa shakometz atzmo yishbo toras dam v'toras emurin. Fascinating. That's what the kometz has. A double. V'lochein. Afilu leka shirayim klal. Akati ispa mincha toras emurin laktara. But also kometz gufe. So it has a haktara element in it, and that's why you're allowed to do it. It's okay with the evan. The stipler says, one second. Sometimes you come up with such great answers, so you're like, bother, like, how do you ask the question in the first place? This is such an amazing answer that the haktaras kometz has an element of achilas mizbeach in it. So why can you even do it lachachila? It's such a great answer, so go back to the original din. This only works, we just explained why it works with the Yavin, it doesn't pass on the carbon. But it's such a great answer, says the stipler, so why can't you even do a lachachila? If you have nothing left besides the komets, you should still be able to do it according to Rabbi Yeshua. Why is it, loma lo yakta lachachila? But ish tayer kezai se murin zoker lachachila. So why don't you say that? So he says, it must be lachachila, you gotta have separate zrikas and achilas mizbeachs. Even though there's a b'dievet achilas mizbeach inherent in this zrika, in the haktara, but still it must be that lachachila was supposed to have them separately. Okay, but that's a beautiful piece. The stipler expanding on an ar sameach in Psachim Simin Nun Ches. Psachim Simin Nun Ches. Feel free to look at it. Okay, so here we go. Says the Gemara now. So we had a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. If you have a kometz, but the shirayim got ruined somehow, are you still mocked to the kometz? The machlokes is only if all the shirayim became tame. There's nothing left. But if you have some left, then even Rabbi Shua would agree that you're makdir it. It's only if you have nothing left. So this statement of Rav was specifically said by Nitmu. Was that meduyuk? Did he mean there are three cases? There's became tame, became burned, and became lost. So which case was Rav talking about? So the Hava mean is that he was only talking about one, so we could ask a couple questions, and then say at the end that he was really talking about all three, just said one of them. But first we think that he only meant one, because he says, if they all became tummy, it's a problem, but as long as some of it's left, it's okay. Kol salkataitach nitma in ovid v'sara flow. The Hava mean is that only if it became tummy, all of it, there's a distinction, Rav says, between part and all. But by those cases, we would say, Rabbi Yeshua would still say pasul. Why? Because you need everything by Ovid Vesaruf. Even if part of it's still there, it's not good enough. That's the Havamina. So the Gemara asked on that, my kasavar, what would be the svara for that? E kasavar shiura milsahi, if you hold that if you have a little bit left, it's significant, and that's why it's okay for nitzma'u part of it. So afilu avid v'saraf nami. So even by avid v'saraf, you should say a little part of it is okay. E kasavar shiura lav milsahi, but if you say that the shiur is not significant, so v'nitzma maitaima, and why then do we say by nitzma part of it? Do we say it still works? Is the meratzah tzitz? Because the tzitz is meratzah, and that's why it would work. So yihachi kol shiur anami, then if the whole thing becomes tameh. If you say there's a tzitz meratzah benefit by nitzma versus the others, then you should say even if it's all gone, right? So then, or it's all became tameh. So the Gemara answers, you're right, we misunderstood Rav. La'olam kasavar shiura milsahi. Really, shiur is milsa. It is significant as long as you have some left. Let's say a kezias left. V'nitma v'odin l'avad v'sarif. And really, Rav was not distinguishing. He meant all three cases. V'haytekamer nitma reishayon nakar. This is the first one. This is the first one in the Mishnah. But really, he means all three. As long as there's some left, Rabbi Yeshua would say, you could still be makter. Period. Kiditanya. This machlokes here that we have by Menachas appears by Zvachim as well. And again, the Rambam that we know right now, the Rama must think this is a parallel, but not an exact identification, because as we said, he's mechalek b'di evit. Kidatanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol hazvachim shebat Torah, shenish tayer man kezayis basar, o kezayis chaylev. Any carbon, there's a little basar or chaylev left over, zorek as adam, you can still do zrik as adam. Kechatzi zayis basar, u kechatzi zayis chaylev, eino zorek as adam. But if you have half a kezayis of meat and half a kezayis of chaylev, you're not zorek the dam because they're not mitzarif. One is eaten and one is burned. And Rabbi Shua would say, it's not accomplishing anything. Uba ola afilu kachati zayis baser kachati chazayis chaylev zerikas adam. But by ola they all can combine because they all have the same din. But b'nei shekula kalil, as we've said, by ola they can combine. There's no difference because it all goes on the mizbeach. Uba mincha, and by a carbon mincha afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. By a mincha, even if it's all there, you don't do zrika. Mincha, my evite. What kind of zrika do you have by mincha? What's the brisa talking about? Mincha zrikas. So, Amar Papa, Minchas Nesachim. We're talking about the flour and wine libations that go with a carbon ola or shlamim. That's the chiddush of the Brisa, that even if the Minchas Nesachim is entirely there, and there's no carbon left, so even there, you do not do zrika. Why sakat adach amina, I might have said, ho el ubahadi zeva ka'asya, because these asachim come along with the carbon, kegufei deziv chadamye, it has the status of a piece of the carbon. And therefore, if this is all that's left, maybe you would have said, you do zrika, because you still have the asachim. Kamash malan, that is not good enough. Right? You bring the asachim with it, but it is not good enough. As we discussed last week on Tuesday night, that a couple weeks before, the Nesachim aren't inherently connected. You could really bring the Nesachim a week and a half later, but that was the Havamina of the Gemara. Period. Minani Mili. Next question, how do I know that if there is only Chelev left and no Basar, that's good enough? How do I know? Just fats. What if you have a carbon Shlamim? You're supposed to have Chelev and Basar. How do I know that if there's only Chelev left, it's good enough? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. We're not going to talk now how there could be a Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, not for now. Amar Kra. How do you know that was what I was going to think? Amar Kra. V'hikter HaChelev L'Reach Nichoach L'Hashem. Pasuk says, you're makter the Chelev for a Reach Nichoach. Chelev V'yavah B'Shem Basar. The Chelev is Reach Nichoach, even though there is no basar. So that's what you see from the drasha, that just the chelev could be reach nichoach. Even if there's only chelev left, you still zorek the dam. V'yashkuchan chelev, fine, I know, that teaches me, if there's only chelev left. Yoseres v'shtei haklayos minalon, the yoseres and shtei haklayos are burned with the chelev, usually. The klayos are the kidneys, and the yoseres is translated the diaphragm. So another area in the animal. We'll Bez Hashem get the picture book when you get the Maseches Chulin. We'll get to the Sichas Chulin and the other picture books we'll need for all the different parts of the animal. So the Chelev, the Bezrat Hashem. But what about the diaphragm and the two kidneys? Binal and Adi know also, if that's the only part of the animal left, that's good enough to burn and use Orgadam on those. Diktani, because it says, Ube Mincha, Vilukulakemas, Lo Yizrok. We said by a Mincha, by the Nesachim, even if it's all there, you don't do Zrika. Mincha, Udulo Yizrok. Hayasers, Yechlayas, Yizrok. Right, so that's only by Mincha. Only Mincha is excluded, but if you have other parts of the animal that are there, it's good enough. Minalon. How do I know that? So Rabbi Yochanan Didei, Omar. So you made that diak, but the Gemara is still bothered. Is there a beferish limud about it? So Rabbi Yochanan Didei, Omar, L'reach Nichoach, Kol Sha'ata Male, L'reach Nichoach. Everything that you're male, anything that you burn is going to be Reach Nichoach. And therefore, right, Nesachim, you're not burning. You're pouring. That's why that's not Reach Nichoach. V'yisrach L'mechtav Chela, V'yisrach L'mechtav L'reach Nichoach. But you have to have both psukim. You have to have the first, the Chela Pasuk, and you have to have the L'reach Nichoach phrase to include Chelev, to include the Shtei HaKlayos and the Yoseres. Because of Chelev, if you only included Chelev, Havamina Chelev and Yoseres and Shtei HaKlayos, lo! I would have only included Chelev and not the Yoseres and Shtei HaKlayos. Because of Rechmana L'reach Nichoach, that's why you have to have that inclusionary phrase. Because of Rechmana L'reach Nichoach, Hava Amina Afilu Mincha, because of Rechmana Chelev. That's why you have to have both to be inclusive for even Yoseret and Shtei HaKlayos, but then excluding by a mincha. If you only have minchas nesachim left of the animal, so that it of the carbon, it is not going to be good. Okay, next. Says the Mishnah. By the way, I'll mention it later again. Tomorrow starts. Sometimes people learn Menachas because they want to do all the other topics in Menachas. Lulav and Tzitzis and Tillin and Shulchan. And that starts tomorrow. Every day is exciting, but if you want to look ahead. So that's, but now we have a Mishnah that we've had in the past. Shalom B'Klisharis Pasal. Reb Shirin Machshir. If you didn't do something in a Klisharis, it's Pasal. And Reb Shimon says, okay, what are we talking about? What didn't you do in a klisharis? So Rashi says, Shelo kidesh kometz beklisharis. De betchilas mincha vade lo pligi de baya kli. Rashi says that the issue here is, You vada, I have to put the mincha when you first are makdish it into a klisharis. That's for sure. The machlokas in the Mishnah is, after you do kmitza, do you have to put that kmitza into a klisharis? That's the machlokas of Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. That's how we assume at Rov Rishonim. The Rambam here seems to say no. The Rambam seems to say, and we had that. What does Reb Shimon say? Do you have to put it into a klisharis afterwards? Could you take it straight to the Mizbeach? But that's all about after you do kmitza. The original putting it into the kli, everybody agrees you have to do. And we discussed that earlier. We discussed on Adav Beis. What really sanctifies the mincha? The Ur Sameach says, different than a zevach. A zevach, just your words. By a mincha, you got to put it into the kli. You have to be mitzari for the flour into the kli. That's crucial. But that's what Rashi says here too. Reb Shimon agrees to that. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos seems to say that no. Reb Shimon says you don't even need it in the first place. You don't even need a kli in the first place. That's the pashtus of the Pirush Mishnayos here, even without the original kiddush. But we'll go with Rashi's pshat. Shloba kli sharis pasul. Reb Shimon machsh. Reb Shimon says it's still okay. Hikdir kumsa pa'amayim kshera. We'll get to that in a moment. Beis. What if you split the kumis in half and you are machdir half of it and then the other half of it? That's still kosher. It's okay. Now the Gemara is going to have three opinions in Reb Shimon. What exactly is the sheet of Reb Shimon? Three opinions. Amar Reb Yehuda, Breid Reb Yechiya, my time with Reb Shimon. Number one, what's the reason for Reb Shimon? That he says it's you're allowed to, you're mach, something's kosher. Amar Krab, Kodesh Kadashim, he ka chadas v'ka asham. It is, a mincha is Kodesh Kadashim, and the Torah compares a mincha to a chadas and an asham. What does that mean? So we have this back in Zvachim and earlier here in Menachis. Ba la'ovda biyad is your choice. If you want to do the avoda biyad, after you do, let's say, the kmitza, then you want to take it with your hand to the mizbech, avoda biyamin, then you have to take it with your right hand, kechatas, just like chatas is hand part of the avodah is done with the right hand, right? You dip the finger, tefillas etzba by a chatas, and you sprinkle it with your right hand. Bikli, but if you choose to do the avodah of the mincha in a kli, you choose to put the komets into a kli sharetz. You don't have to, but if you choose to do that, avodah b'small ke'asham, then you have to do that with a small like an asham, because by an asham, one can throw the, right, do the zrikas in the kli, right? Asham, you don't do the tefillas etzba, you just do it in the kli. So that is allowed to be done in a kli. That's the second to last skinny line in Rashi. She zrikaso bikli velo biyad. De'in lecha to'en matnas etzba ela chatas belvad. Only chatas requires that. So Rabbi Yehuda Breid Reb Chiya says that Reb Shimon has a choice. Yes, he does, it's originally in a kli shares, but then the question is, how do you want to do the rest of the avodah? Fine. Reb Yanai Amar number two. Reb Yanai says, Kiva chakimsu mikli shares ma'aleu umaktiro afilu behem yano viafilu bemakida sholcheres. Once you take the kmitza out of the kli shares, once you do the kmitza, then you could bring it over to the mizbeach. You don't have to use your right hand and you don't have to use a kli. He's arguing on the first. You can just bring it in your shirt. Afilu behem yano. Meaning arguing on the first opinion. Reb Shimon has no requirement. What did the first opinion say? No, Reb Shimon says either or. If you want to take it in your hand, that's fine. You got to be in your right hand. If you want to take it in a kli, that's fine. You can put it in your left kli. But to put it in a shirt, so that you can't do. But Reb Yanai says, no, you can even do that. You can even put it in an earthenware cheres vessel. Wow. Asks Tosas on the Chesem Abeis. Isn't it a gnai? It's gnai. You're going from kli shares to kmitza. You're taking it. So the Ola Shlomo says that maybe the only gnai, if you look at Tosas on Daf Ches, the only time there's a gnai to put it into a kli chol in between is if it's going to go back into a kli sharis afterwards. To go from kli sharis to kli chol to kli sharis, that's a gnai. But if it's just going on the mizbeach now, so maybe that's what Reb Yanai is saying. You put into it, you are makadish it. So now this is just transport. Transport doesn't have to be in a kli sharis. That is the chiddush of Reb Yanai. This relates to the sugya that we've come up in the past, and that is malin bakodesh ein moridin. It was already in a kli sharis. So that was going into the yad yamin of the kohen. You put it into your shirt. Malan bakodesh. We had that by the. We're going to have it again in this masechta. Bez Hashem about the lechem apanim. There were two different tables outside. The lechem apanim before they went onto the shulchan, they were put onto a non-gold table in order to keep it fresh so that it doesn't spoil. But afterwards, when you take it off, it's got to go onto a gold because malan bakodesh. Once it's on a gold, it's got to stay gold. That's what the shulchan aruch says by since it's in tefillin and talis. You put on your talis first and then tefillin because malan bakodesh v'lo moridin. Tefillin is more and we sanctify ourselves with the tefillin even more. So that is Reb Yanai Shita. Okay, there's more. There's Reb Chaim, but let's first do a little more and then hopefully we'll come back to Reb Chaim. For Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, third day, Hakol Modeh B'Komet Sheton Kiddush. No. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, now even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you have to put the kometz into a kli after you do the kemitza. So what does Rabbi Shimon allow? Rabbi Shimon allows that afterwards, after you put the kometz into a kli shari, it's Rashi, second wide line, v'chimachshir Rabbi Shimon behekter, shim notzlo mitoch kli shari's la'achar shekitshubo, v'heleo b'yad v'ktiru kasher. The haktara. After you put it, you put the kometz into a klisharis, then you brought it over, you makter it. You take it over. Maybe the holach and haktara, that's already, not in a klisharis. That's allowed. So if you want to go from the most kal to the most chamur, Rabbi Yanai says, Rabbi Shimon doesn't need anything after you take it out, after you do the kibitza. The first opinion of Yudah Breda Rabbi Chiya says, no, you have to do it either in the Yad Yamin or in a Kli. And Rabbi Yitzchak is the most chamur, that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that you have to put it into a Kli Shavis after you do kibitza. So that's what we're going to talk about for the rest of the Yamad. Meisvei, Hector Chalavim Ve'Evarim Ve'Eitzim. She'elon, if you take all these things up, Chalavim Ve'Evarim or wood, She'elon Baby Yad Baby Kli, Baby Yamin, Baby Small, Kisherin. All these you can take up however you want. Hakometz v'aktaras v'halavona. If you take up, including the kometz, that's the important one for us. Shehe elon bein biyad bein bekli bein bimin bein b'smol k'sherin. Wow. So what the Brisa says, that if you take up any of these items, including the kometz, even in a yad or a kli, right, left, is all kosher. It's all kosher. So says this is a kasha. This is vader Reb Shimon Shita, because right, you don't need a kli shares. You're saying you can do it with the yad, and it says you can do it however you want. So you have to do Reb Yehuda Reb Chiya. It's a kasha Reb Yehuda Reb Chiya, who said he was first opinion. He said you have to do it with right hand or kli, and this price seems to say any hand, any kli. So I'm the Chabad Yehuda Reb Chiya. Let's start the Tani. No, you have to read the Brisa as talking about two different things: biyad biyamin, bikli baby min baby small. That's how you have to read it. When it says yad, you don't have to read all the words altogether. Period. Tashma, try again. Kimso. By the way, why didn't the Brisa just say everything together? First, it had the list of chalavim, evarim, eitzim, and then it says komis l'ktores. So the Rashba just says the first ones are brought by themselves, and the second one usually goes with something else. So that's why it doesn't say the ktores. You have to work out what the ktores goes with, but that's what the Rashba suggests. Tashma, but next try. Kimso shalo bikli shares. If you do kemitza not from a kli shares, we'll get back to what that means. But pashas, you do kemitza somehow not from a kli shares. Sounds like Rambam a little bit. You do kemitza not from a kli shares. Sounds like Pirush Mishnah is against Rashi. Rashi says no, everybody agrees you have to do it from a kli shares. So not from a kli shares. So how might Rashi interpret that? It was in a kli shares, and then you put it into a kli chol. And now you do kemitza from a klichol, but originally it was in a klisharis. Look at Rashi. Fourth wide line. Shlomi klisharis, sheniskad shebo hamincha. You're not doing it in a klisharis that the mincha was mekudesh from. Says the Brisker Rav, what does it sound like from Rashi? What if you put it into a different klisharis? What if you have klisharis A that you were mekadesh the mincha from, in, and then you put it into another klisharis, and then you do kemitza from there? Sounds like from Rashi, that's a problem. The Brisker Rav wonders why. Why would that be a problem? Not the Brisker Rav, the Chavetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos. He wonders why that should be the case. It's in a kli shareis, so it's in a different kli shareis. Why should that should be the case? But he picks up on this Rashi. He says, Miloshen Zeh, I would think Dafka has to be also clear, but Zolom is Tafa Klau. Why should you say that? See, he rereads Rashi. He says, maybe Rashi is not being Medayik. We shouldn't be Medayik from Rashi. That it means if it's in a different klisha race. Vigami no other Rashi Lamedak Zeh, Miloshen Abraisa. Nearly is Daiti, the Rashi Rakla Afuke, Imhoya Hakimitsum Biklichol. After Bitchila, Kidesh Amircha Biklisha race. Kiva Debesa Kimitsa, Shivhaya Amircha Biklichol. That's the problem. The problem is that if it's in a kli chol now, obviously though, if it's in a different kli sharis, that would be fine. That's what the Likutei Halachos, the Chavetz Chaim assumes from the Rashi. That's what we should get from the Rashi. So anyway, so if you do kibitza not from a kli sharis, v'kidsho shalo b'kli sharis, that's the key phrase for us now. Or you sanctified it not in a kli sharis. V'he'alu v'ktir shalo b'kli sharis, pasul. And you brought it up not in a kli sharis. Reb Loza Reb Shimin, machshirin b'matan kli. Loza Reb Shimin is ma'ar matarit. Right, but matan kli, as long as you had original matan kli. It sounds like that you don't need to put it into any kind of kli shares. So it's a kasha on Rav Nachman, the last shita, who says that you have to put it into a kli shares. So, eima matan kli ve'elach. Now, what he means is, after the matan kli. Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon are matar after you put it in matan kli. That's what he means, not from matan kli. Okay, Tashma, third try. The Chachamim omrim komets ton klisharis. The Chachamim say that komets is a klisharis ketsa komso mi klisharis umikadsho bi klisharis umaleo matiro bi klisharis. Everything has to be done with a klisharis according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer kivan shekimso mi klisharis malo matiro shlo bi klisharis v'dayo. Once you did kibitza from a klisharis, you don't have to do anything else with a klisharis. Again, another kasha of Nachman by Yitzchak, who says you have to put it into a klisharis afterwards. So Ema again, he rereads, Kibancha kimso v'kidsho, b'klisharis maleo matir v'dayo. So you have to read it. Once you did the kibitza and the kiddush in the klisharis, that's enough, you can do the rest without it. Okay, again, each brisa he has to reread. Tashma, another try. Kamatz b'yamino v'nasan b'smolo. If I do kibitza with my right hand, and then I put it into my left hand, yachzer l'yamino, you put it back into your right hand. Bismola, but if while it was in the left hand, v'chishev aleha, I had a problematic thought while it was in the left hand, bein chuslim koa bein chuslis mano, pasul vein bokares, even a chuslis mano makshav is not going to make a real pickle, like it should, because this isn't a real avoda. It's in the small. There's another problem here. As we said, there's no yatir matir kemitzvaso. It's in the small, and therefore it's going to pasul, vein bokares, and there's no kares. But b'yamino, we have that word in, b'yamino, chishev aleha, but if while it was in his right hand, you do the kemitza, and now you're holding it in your right hand, if at that moment you think about something, so chuslam kom, apostle vein bokaris, chuslam zvara, pick up a chayavad of karis. It's a regular case, you're in the middle of an avoda, and you have a problematic thought, so that is going to cause problems. Divrei, Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon. That's Rabbi Elazar and Reb Shimon shita. V'chachamim omrei, v'cham say no. Kivan, arguing on the switching back case. Kivan shenasno l'smol pasalto matanaso. If you put it into the left hand, it's finished. The matana is nifsal. You cannot put it back in. That's the chachamim shita. My timea mishum de beinon kedusha b'kli. Because you need kiddush kli. V'kivan shenasno l'smol. Once you put it into the small nasa, it's as if kedam shenishpach mitzavar behema al haritzpa va'asafo shepasol. We had a Mishnah back in Masechta Zvachim daf chaf hey, if you remember, if the blood went straight from the neck of the animal to the floor, it's pasol. If it went into the kli and then you spilled some, then you picked it up, that is kosher. But says the chachamim, say the chachamim here, in this case, if you put the kibitza into a left hand, so that's going to pasol it. That's just like the blood going straight from the neck to the floor. That is the comparison. There's a psul nishpach, the halachic status of a psul nishpach when it comes to mincha as well. We'll get back to that soon, but let's just finish first. Michlal, if this is what the Rabbanan say, that they compare putting it into the left hand to a psul nishpach, that's psul, michlal, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon lobo matan kli. So it must be the Reb Elazar Reb Shimon who say left hand is no problem. It must be they don't have this requirement. You don't need matan kli. So if you would have needed matan kli, then you would have said it's nishpach if you switched it. So tiyufta Reb Nachman tiyufta. Get us another kasha Reb Nachman who says yeah, of course you have to put it into a klisharis. Even Reb Shimon agrees that you have to put the komets into a klisharis after you do the kibitza. The third sheet that we had on Amman Aleph. So kasha gets that shita because here it's, if you would need that, you wouldn't be able to have any hefsek between. You'd have to keep it in the right hand.
You have it in your right hand. Then you move
so here
hand.
It seems to be even more chumur than that case. Right. You have it in your right hand, so that's the chiddush. We're going to get to the Brisker Rav is going to say this is even more chumur than it is by Zvachim. By Zvachim, if you go straight, if it's in a kli, you had Kabbalah. Here the problem is, if you did Kemitza and it was in the right hand, so did you do a Kabbalah of the Kemitza yet? You put it in the left hand. So if you need it to go into a kli, so then you should say it's possible. The fact that Reb Shimon doesn't say it's possible. But what about Reb Nachman bar Yitzchak say? The third day. Even Reb Shimon agrees that you have to put it into the kli sharis afterwards. Right. So here, Reb Shimon says it's kosher if it didn't go into the kli sharis. So it must be you don't have to put it into the kli sharis. Because if you have to put it into the kli sharis, you didn't put it into that original kli. You didn't do Kabbalah of the komets.
Unless you said Kabbalah is just holding it.
Holding it, right. So in this way, in the way I'm explaining it now, maybe it's not more chomer, it's just you have to know what you parallel it to. Putting the komets into the kli sharis might be parallel going from the neck of the animal to the kli. Right. And if Rav Nachman is right, that Rav Shimon also requires putting the komets into the kli sharis, and here Rav Shimon is machshir, if you didn't go straight in, that's a psul nishpach. And he says it's kosher, so Rav Nachman must be wrong. That's what. So then it would be a good parallel. So that's a kasha Rav Nachman says Rav Gemara Lur Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia Bisiat Alei. So for sure, according to Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia, it's a siyua. It is okay because It's talking about the hands here. Put it back in the right hand. And that's what he says. You can put it in the hand, you can put it in the kli. Rabbi Yanai, Levit David Tifta, is it a kasha on Rabbi Yanai? Rabbi Yanai says you need nothing. You could just carry it in your shirt. But here it talks about yad and kli. So is it a kasha on Rabbi Yanai? So I'm like, Rabbi Yanai, no. Ano da amri kitana de hector vlavla sadin tani. No, I have a different brisa that supports me in the view of Rabbi Shimon. Back in Amun Aleph, when we had to answer one of the brisa was the Stadim Tani, the one the brisa that says you can do whatever you want. So no, I hold like the pashas of that brisa. Yad, Kli, Yamin, Smol. So that's Rabbi Yad, I would say I hold of that version of Rabbi Shimon. Period. The Briska Rav asks a very interesting question, and that is, what happens if you put it in the right hand of a different Kohen? Is that worse than Smol? Or is that better than small, or is that just like small? So he assumes it's just as bad. Because it's still a hefsek between what you did. It's in your right hand. It's got to go straight into the klishah race. He talks about the lumdus. Why should that be? You can look it up in Hilchas, Psulim. This is page 92 in the Briska Rav al Rambam. But we'll continue. But that's his question about a different right hand versus the left hand. Hikta kopsa b'mayim b'sheira. So the Mishnah said that if I split the kumets in half and I makter it, then it's kosher. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Pa'amayim velo pa'amei pa'amayim. Only two, not three. Only split in two. Rabbi Yochanan Amar pa'amayim afilu pa'amei pa'amayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, as many times as you want. As long as you end up being makterit. My binayu, Amar Abzeira. What's the machlokas about? Says Abzeira, yesh komet pachlo bishnei zesim, v'yesh haktar pachus v'kizayis ikan binayu. The machlokas is whether there's ever a komet less than two kizayisim. So therefore, if you have split it in two, which everybody agrees to, you love less than a kezias. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar ain't komets pachas b'shei zesim. There's never a komets that's less than two kezesim. And therefore, even if you split it in half, it's still going to be a kezias. And therefore, v'ein aktar pachus mi kezias. Then this Mishnah could be understood as not allowing anything less than a kezias. Rabbi Yochanan Savar yish komets pachas b'shei zesim. No, there are some kometses that are less than two kezesim. And therefore, when the Mishnah allows you to split it in two, it must be allowing you to be makter less than a kezias. So then there's no shear. V'yesh haktara p'chusa b'kezias. And therefore there is haktara p'chusa b'kezias. Tosas says another Rishonim deal with here. Rabbi Yochanan is the one in Yuma, in the last parak, that says, chatzi shear is also in a Torah. And he's the one that here says, you're allowed to be makter p'chusa b'kezias. Sounds like it doesn't work so well. So you can look in the Meshech Chachm in Parshas Vayikra, in Parshas Sav, Zayin Chav Gimel, he has a beautiful piece about Chatzi Shir, which we haven't mentioned in the past. He talks about quality versus quantity in Chatzi Shir. Hopefully we'll talk about that Meshech Chachm at some point. Itmar, let's go continue now a little more. Komets Me'emazai Matzah Shirayim Bachila. When you burn the komets, very important question, general question. When you burn the komets, when do the shirayim become mutter? How much has to be burned? Rabbi Chanina Amar, Mishamash Labo Asa'or. Right when the fire starts burning it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mishatatis Bo Asa'or Barubo. No, when it's mostly burned up. Mostly burned up. Right, oh, it relates to chametz, burning your chametz. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabba Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabba, Azmer Chalacha Taimed Rabbi Yochanan. Let me explain to you the reason for Rabbi Yochanan. Why you need a lot burned. By stone, he sees the smoke going straight up. Ein kivshan mala kitor achatasis ar barubo. What's considered kitor? And here it says you have to be maktir when its smoke goes up. Smoke's only going to go up when it's mostly burnt. So therefore, that's the svara for Rabbi. That's the makar for Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Ravin Bar Avad LeRava. Amri Talmidcha Amar of Amram. Your Talmidim told me in the name of Rav Amram Tanya the following brisa. Ein li elad varim shedarkan li kar balayla. What do you allow to burn at night? Only items that are normally burned at night. Kagon Evarim upedarim shema alanu maktir mavo hashemesh. You could bring those up even after the sun goes down. And they burn the whole night. But items that are usually brought during the day. All these items. And you bring them up after the sun goes down. The Gemara first interjects. What do you mean after the sun goes down? They're brought by Yom. So you're Ella Imba Hashemish, they're brought right before the sun goes down. Shemisaklamokan Kalawaila, Minayin. How do you know that's allowed? That's something that as long as you start burning these things, the Komets, the Cholu before, and they can continue burning all night. Tamalomar, Zos Torasa Ola, Reba, they're included. Period. So now the Gemara is Badaik. Faha Imba Hashemish, Lomishkachas, Lashatas Arbarubo. If you're putting the Komets, one of the things up here is the Komets, if you're putting it up there right before sunset, and it's burning the rest of the night, so it sounds like it doesn't have to be burned most of it beforehand. Because the avoda has to be done during the day, the real avoda. So if you're telling me that the avoda of a kometz is having to be burned most of it, then how do you understand this brisa? Im shemesh. It's not enough time. So two answers. Answer number one: lokasha kan lik lo kan lahatir. It's two different contexts. The brisa that says the second before is okay, that's enough to give the kometz kedusha. So therefore, once it's on the mizbeach, im ala lo yered. In order to be mata the shirayim, you're right, it wouldn't be good enough. If most of it doesn't burn during the day, it's not good enough. That's what the machlokas was about. Lahatir. How much do you need to burn? Rav Elazar masi lo mevo ha-shemesh. Rav Elazar says, no, you don't have to come on to this answer. You could say what it meant earlier. Mevo ha-shemesh is talking about after sunset. Umukila bepokin. And we're not talking about originally putting it on. We're talking about if something fell off the mizbeach. A piece fell off the mizbeach, even during the night, you could put it back on. By these items, v'chenki as Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Yanei b'pokin. So also talking about pokin, finishing up. But me, I'm Rav Yanei Hachi. Does Rav Yanei really say that there's pokin by these items that you put these items back on? V'yam Rav Yanei ketores shepakam al gabi amizbeach ketores that fell off the mizbeach afilu kratin shabbat. Even if they're whole pieces, ein machzir no son. You don't put them back on. Vitni Rav Chanina bar Minyomei b'debei Rav Elazar ben Yaakov asher toch alo eishes ola al mizbeach ichule ola ata machzer v'yeta machzer yed ichule ktoris. You don't put ktoris back on. And one of the items in the list here was ktoris goes back on. So sami mikan ktoris. Okay, take off ktoris. Ktoris, you're right, does not go back on. Period. The other ones, though, would go back on. We're going to stop here, even though there's a two dots in 2 minutes, because that the next question really has to do with what's after the two dots. Just one other horror, though, Rav Zalman Meltzer and Eben Azel says, I don't know why the Gemara ask here, what's the nafka mina, how much it has to burn, lagabe eating the shirayim? What about lagabe kapara? Why didn't say that nafka mina? So Eben Azel assumes that bavadai kapara is miyad. Bavadai it's miyad, and not just achila has a machlokas. Bavadai a kapara is miyad. Why? And he quotes that thought that we quoted from the Ar Sameach, and that is because kometz really has two things. It has a kapara a zrika element, and it has a achilas mizbeach element. The zrika element definitely happens the first second, and that's what brings kapara. The achilas mizbeach element is what's mata the shirayim. So that's why the Gemara did not ask about kapara; it only asked about achila. Okay, we'll stop here. And tomorrow we get into Lulav and Yom Kippur and Paraduma and other exciting items.